Arctic Acoustics by Sam Illingworth. At the top of the world, we slowly cast our sonic nets beneath the waves, in search of the secrets that these soundscapes suppress. Spectrograms oscillate with aquatic effervescence, mimicking every muffled sigh that reverberates beneath pristine, crystal waters. Dancing across the pixels, a medley of melodies slowly reveal their secrets. Rhythmic trills concoct a family of bearded seals as the gruff exchanges of two sparring walruses are exposed by a clanging of bells. The lethargic whistle of a distant beluga slowly creeps across the display before it erupts into colour, a jubilant riposte to the bowhead's adept sonata. Oceanic patterns coalesce to form an acoustic map of its inhabitants, making visible the consequences of our own cacophony. This poem is inspired by recent research, which has investigated the seasonal variation of the sounds made by Arctic marine mammals. Declines in Arctic sea ice cover are influencing the distribution of protected marine mammals, many of which are important for local indigenous peoples. In this new study, researchers focused on listening to the acoustic sounds made by five species of Arctic marine mammals: bowhead whales, beluga whales, walruses, bearded seals, and ribbon seals. This non-invasive passive acoustic monitoring, or PAM, is an ideal method to better understand the movements and distributions of these species without impacting on them or their environment. With the support of local indigenous hunters and fishermen, the scientists deployed acoustic recorders in three locations in the northern Bering Sea, a marginal sea of the Pacific Ocean which connects the Arctic Ocean via the Bering Strait. During this study, the recorders logged more than 33,000 individual recordings from the five species of marine mammals during a four-year time period. This is the first study to conduct such coastal year-round acoustic monitoring in this region. Furthermore, these results constitute an important baseline of information in the context of a rapidly transforming Arctic ecosystem, and alongside continued monitoring, they will help to identify trends caused by long-term changes in environmental conditions and human-related activities.